889 John. This is 572 Bob. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob, 89.
I kind of heard through the talk that you're going over to Eastern Oregon in the Ukiah District this weekend.
We'll be leaving Tuesday morning. We drew Ukiah Unit 2.
We're going to be next door in the Desolation.
Yeah, we run a Desolation. Yeah, we do all our draws are up there from Beulah, Unity, Castle Rock, Starkey, Sylvie's. We got Ukiah this year. It's been, usually we get Ukiah 1, but I had dual hernias, so it kept me from hunting for the last few years, so we had no preference points. So we got Ukiah 2, which is lousy. It's spike only.
Did you ever get a repeater set up to go up in the mountains?
Nope, I've got it ordered, but I haven't got it yet. I've got the 400 coax, and I've got adapters and stuff, but I'm still waiting on the repeater, and the antenna's also coming with it, the mic and everything, the programming cables and everything, so I'm still waiting on it. They said it's shipped out, but I don't think I'm going to see it by Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I was just curious to know if you can get from the Desolation and talk over to the Ukiah side.
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine I'm going to meet this afternoon. He's got the setup to use dual radios as a repeater. To set one up for transmit, one up for receive on the frequencies, and I'm going to go over and see how that works, and I'm going to talk with him here this afternoon, but I don't know, I think radio to radio, I'm going to have a pretty high point to make that work for between those two units.
Yeah, I've never been over there, so I don't know what the geography is. I was just curious to see if I could go to the top of a mountain and try to hit you.
I hear that. Well, we'll have radio to radio set up as a repeater. I don't know. You never know. I'm going to try it, see how it works, because, like I said, I know I'm not going to have the Redivus until probably it'll be after Tuesday. We'll get it after we leave, so, yeah. We'll keep in touch.
What do you use for a simplex channel and what code?
I'm not even sure of all that yet. I got Dale's going to help me out with a lot of that because I know absolutely nothing about it other than, you know, hearing over the radio how they work. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to need some help on it.
No, I was just wondering what travel channel you use and what code you use, the simplex.
Simplex, my HTs is I use 22. But I go back and forth. Simplex, I go between 3 and 22. It depends on if I'm doing the alternate net control for our local ER on Monday.
I use 21 with a subcode of the third one on the line, the 93 point something or other, and that's what I use.
602.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Just a thought out there. I would pre-plan maybe two frequencies without tone, since you guys are going to be out in the wilderness. You're not going to be, you know, in downtown Klamath Falls or downtown Medford Grants Pass, where you're having to hear all the hotels and animal shelter and everybody else using FRS. try and keep it open, and that'll make it better for coordinating. Maybe there's a couple other pairs of hunters that might be in your area, and if you guys end up on the same channel, it makes it a little easier so you're kind of hearing other people. But that's just my thought. I wouldn't run tones out there.
That's a good idea. I'll have to work on that.
Yeah, you might reserve like one frequency or one channel with the tone in case there's other people on it. You guys are just trying to talk without hearing their interference. But other than that, I try and run them open. That way you do have the option of hearing other people and kind of getting an idea if there's people around you. But, you know, weird chance whether or not they're using radios or not, who knows. But anyway, that's my two cents. I'll let you guys get back to it. WRCD 602.
Appreciate that, Jeff. Yeah, I'm not running any tones on any of the channels, so, yeah. Appreciate the advice.
Well, I'm going to do 21, then. That sounds good to me.
That sounds good. I'll turn around and do the same thing. We've got five of us going out, so we're all pretty much set up, five in the family. So, yeah, and maybe we'll stick to 21. That way, if we get close to each other on those units, then, yeah, we'll be able to communicate also.
Okay, well, I have to get out of the truck here, so... it's nice talking to you. Maybe we'll hear you over there. This is WRKF 572, Bob.
Okay, Bob, you have a good one. And hopefully we will, too. WSBT 889 Monitoring.